Hi, I'm Betty Lynn Fisher. I'm the consumer columnist and medical reporter with the Akron Beacon Journal. And today for our Healthy Actions topic, we are joined by Dr. Jose Casanova. He's a neurologist with the Summa Health Neuroscience Institute. Dr. Casanova, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Today, we're going to talk about headaches. And headaches is such a broad topic. And, you know, everybody has experienced a headache, but a headache could mean a lot of different things. So can we start by, you know, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and your practice?
Yeah, I am, as you mentioned, I am a neurologist with Summa, and I am mainly dedicated to treat headaches. It's like probably 90% of my practice. Basically, we deal with migraines. Yeah.
Okay. And so let's start basically with what causes a headache?
Well, there are two types of headaches. You know, the one is called primary headaches and secondary headaches. Primary are basically migraine and tension headaches. Secondary headaches are the ones that are due to underlying diseases, like, for example, tumors. It could be infections. It could be inflammatory diseases. And those ones are a little bit different. You know, most of our practices focus on primary headaches, which is migraine. Yeah.
Okay. And so what about the general headache that, you know, I might get during a day and might go away? Can you talk a little bit about that one? You know, like where, you know, you take some Tylenol and you're okay.
Sure, those are called tension headaches and are the most common ones. Usually are caused by stress, lack of sleep, and they are basically mild. As you mentioned, just by taking Tylenol, they go away. They last only a few hours, and usually people can work through the headache without any problem. Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, we don't see many of those in the office. Yeah.
Sure. Does dehydration also cause headaches?
Yes, dehydration is one also of the causes of headache, you know.
Okay. And so besides, sticking with that tension or dehydration headache, what are some things that people can do? Taking the Tylenol or the ibuprofen, what other things?
Resting, relaxing, if they are typing, if they are using the computer many hours, they can rest and take a break, and that will help for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sleeping, those.
Okay. And does the type of headache or the area where you are feeling the headache mean something different?
Yes. Like normally tension headaches are like global, really, you cannot localize, you cannot point where the pain is. You just feel it all over the head. And it's like, as I mentioned, mild, and it sometimes also goes associated with tension in the neck and in the shoulders, and basically, those are the benign ones,
Okay. And can you give some advice about when should somebody then seek medical care? When's the difference between, I had a headache for a little bit of time and Tylenol went away, or, maybe it's not going away. When should I be more concerned and call a doctor?
Well, when you start having migraines, because those they can become chronic, and they are at one point they are very difficult to treat, really. Normally migraines, the headache typically in migraines is usually one-sided, it could be the right side, the left side, it always is associated with like photophobia, which is like the lights start bothering you, the noise also bothers you. People start getting nauseous sometimes. The pain is throbbing, and it's not just mild, it's like more moderate. It's difficult to keep working when you have one of those. Lights make it worse. And once then you start having three or four of these ones a month, probably you should consult your doctor, yeah.
So a migraine then is more localized. You can feel it in one. Is it more localized and more intense, or can you describe the difference between a headache and a migraine?
Yeah, it's very easy to distinguish. Migraines is always Usually, most of the people have one side or the other one. It usually starts in the back of the head, and then it moves to behind your eyes. And, you know, like as I mentioned, the light sensitivity, the noise sensitivity is very, very typical. Yeah. No, the other thing is time, you know, like tension headaches, they usually last a couple of hours, you know. Migraines usually last between 4 to 36, 72 hours. You know, they can go on for a couple of days. And even taking Tylenol doesn't do, Tylenol or aspirin, normally they don't do, it doesn't do much in terms of relieving your pain, yeah.
Okay, and what are the causes of a migraine?
Migraines mainly are familiar. They run heavily on families. You know, they are genetic. You have to have the right genetic background to get migraines. You know, they are quite common in the population. You know, about 20% of women, they have migraines, and about 10% of men. For that, they are quite common. And basically, you know, like once the stress, weather changes, food, lack of sleep, those are the main trigger. When you have the right genetic background and then you get under stressful situations, or you are exposed to bright light for long period of times, that it will start triggering the migraine. You know, your headache will start getting tense, then you will start, the pain will start throbbing, and then the lights bother you, the noise, and so forth. Yeah.
Okay. And so what are some potential medical issues or diagnoses that can come from headaches or migraines? Can someone have a migraine and it could just be, you know, a diagnosis that they have migraines, not necessarily another diagnosis?
Yeah, you know, once that somebody has that kind of headaches, you know, even if you think that this is a migraine, you know, you need to make sure nothing else is going on. You know, like, for example, brain aneurysms at the beginning, they can present very similar, you know. They respond at the beginning to medications for migraine. As time goes on, they get worse and worse and worse, and then they can be fatal. For that, normally when somebody is, before diagnose somebody with migraine, you have to make sure that they don't have anything else going on. You know, like the neurological exam is normal. Many times we do MRIs just to make sure we don't miss any pathology, and go from there. Yeah.
What other types of diagnoses can be associated? You know, I know people often worry about whether or not a headache or a migraine would be connected to a brain tumor.
Yes, that can happen too. But, you know, normally with brain tumors, there is more than the headaches. You know, like the people have headache. They don't look like migraine. Normally people, they don't get like photosensitivity, you know, like light sensitivity and noise sensitivity. And then you start developing either cognitive problems, you know, like memory issues, or you can start developing motor symptoms like weakness in one arm, weakness in the leg, you have problems swallowing. That is normally associated more with tumors than anything else. Yeah.
Okay. So if it's time for somebody to go seek medical care, who should they start with? Should they start with their primary care physician, or when would they come see you or somebody at your institute?
Normally, we like to see basically people that have more than 4 or 5 of those headaches a month, because they are already becoming chronic, and the treatments are very different. You know, if you have like one migraine or migraine-like headache a month or every other month, probably your internist or your family doctor can take very well care of that, you know. At the beginning, you know, for mild cases like that, you know, diet is important. You know, there are special diets for migraines. Normally, things that are low in tyramine, if, you know, like people with migraines shouldn't eat cheeses, lunch meats. You know, if you imagine a pizza, whatever is in a pizza, they shouldn't eat any of that, really, because all of that trigger migraines. Alcohol is bad. Too much caffeine also can trigger migraines. For that, you know, at the beginning, just like life modification probably is the best way to go, like exercise, diet, hydration. And if that doesn't work, then they should start treatment with their family doctors. If it's more chronic, they start having a lot more headaches, normally they will be referred to one of the headache clinics. Yeah.
Okay. What about age? You know, can children have headaches, and how early can, you know, can you recognize a headache in a child?
Yes, actually, they are as common in children as in adults. You know, like in children, they manifest in a different way. Sometimes they have repetitive vomiting. They don't get so much headache, but they have more like gastrointestinal symptoms than adults. But you can have headaches in two, three years old children. Yeah, basically, the typical age is like starting in the teens and going up to the 50 years old. So normally after 50, it's difficult to develop migraines. You know, like most of the people that start having headaches after 50, that is one of the red flags that means you have to rule out other things before calling a migraine, you know.
Anything else that we haven't touched on that you want to make sure we talk about with headaches?
No, just to say that now there is like pretty good treatments, and people with really bad migraines, they can do very well just with the combination of new treatments that we have, really, yeah.
Great. Well, Dr. Casanova, thank you so much for spending some time with me today and helping to educate people about this. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.